This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
It's 1914. You're on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. You've just heard on the radio that a world war has begun. Eager to escape the chaos, you dip into a herring shop to grab a bite. Salt-cured herring, please. Trying to ignore the cries of a one-year-old baby girl, you strike up a conversation with the owner, Joel Russ. Joel is a recent Jewish immigrant. He tells you how he earned enough money with his herring pushcart to open this shop. Fast forward 100 years. That one-year-old baby girl was the first of three generations of daughters to continue Joel's business, now called Russ and Daughters. Today, the business is an iconic centerpiece of New York's culinary scene, and it still carries the very same salt-cured herring. Jen Snow, Russ and Daughters' publicity manager, explains.
So Russ and Daughters is an appetizing store. It's a 100-year-old business on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Appetizing is a food tradition that is actually one of the few food traditions that is unique to New York. It grew in New York from originally when Jewish immigrants, at the turn of the century, a lot of them kept kosher. So delicatessens sold meat and appetizing stores sold dairy and fish.
To celebrate their anniversary, they opened a 65-seat cafe on Orchard Street, just around the corner from the original herring shop. But how do you design a location that not only stands up to 100 years of history, but also prepares itself for the next 100 years?
You're definitely not trying to do super modern update, you know, trying to make Russ and Daughters relevant in modern times because they already are relevant, but more just going in and smoothing over the creases and trying to better emphasize what we thought were the original intents of the people who were making the design.
We had the guiding principles of what we wanted to do and of the essentials, which is that we wanted to stay Amish, which is a Yiddish word for authentic and real and comfortable.
In order to stick to tradition but update the brand, they reincorporated iconic things that embody the spirit of Russ and Daughters in their design.
So, you know, we automatically knew that we wanted to use the take a number tickets and the pattern wax paper from the sandwiches and the seeds that were on the bagels itself. So all of those things were things that we knew that the customers already had an intimate relationship with and that we could use to ease this transition into the new space.
So how did they incorporate take a number tickets, sesame seeds, and pattern wax paper into the new cafe's design? Listen to episode 76 of Grace Bonney's After the Jump for answers, as well as many other ingenious design feeds. Or click on the link to Kelly Anderson's blog above to see for yourself. And if you're hungry for salt-cured herring, visit the new Russ and Daughters Cafe at 127 Orchard Street, or their appetizing store at 179 East Houston. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eliza Lair for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.